Altitude Broadcasting presents the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
the Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Yeah. And go.
So there is a dynamic that is a text, a phone call, and a third party app, and people still can't find one another.
But it's funny because what happens is she'll send the directions text, her sister send text another way for directions, and then her mother will look up anyway, and they get, what happens is her mother gets them lost, and then, you know, because she's looking her own way up.
Okay, hold on. First off, if you're just joining us, this is Funny Family Moments, and what we are finding out here about the Mr. and Mrs., especially with the Mrs. here, with her family, it is a blame game with directions, apparently. So what you guys are explaining to me right now is one starts with the directions, and then it just all goes like, oh, wait, we're not going the right way.
No. So the directions I text and the directions that my sister gives over the phone are the same directions.
Okay.
So we're talking, and then we're, and actually, I think it was the other way around. I think I talked to Dad, She texted the same directions. And then somewhere along the way, they get not where they're supposed to be, and Mom tries to find on her phone where we're at, you know, tries to figure out where we are, and then we get a subsequent phone call saying, oh, we have no idea where you're at, we don't see any Starbucks, we don't see anything. And then basically you spend the next 5 minutes with them on the phone to help them navigate to the right place. But it's funny because, like, that was an extreme situation because we were, you know, in D.C. and there's all the security around, so you couldn't walk in normal places. But it's pretty normal.
The last time we went to D.C., okay, yeah. Melissa was in the back seat. Her mom was in the front seat, right, and her dad was driving. You know, I'm in the back seat too, okay, just watching this go down. Melissa had her phone out with Waze. Her mom had Waze out with directions, and her dad pulled out the phone to look because the other two is like, I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. But anyway, yes, that's funny. Another one. I actually have another one. So
Whoa, you don't get two.
No, I get two. So this week also, you know, television show debuted for your sister, and my mother was watching. I text my mother, hey, are you watching? She's like, yes. And in case you don't know what Hunted is, it's basically a reality TV show where there's 18 total people in groups, two each, that go on the run, okay? And these professionals have to track them down.
Yeah, it's a really cool one.
So it's a really cool show, yeah, and like concept. It's
CBS.com.
Right. Was CBS.com? Oh, really? Now you can throw a plug in? I can't throw a plug in. CBS.com. Also, you can catch Wrestling Attitude every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Check the Mister's feed on Facebook. He's right. Got links to
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, you know, going back to my story before I was interrupted by the sponsorship program we have going, which you can join by emailing us at the Mr. and Mrs. Show at gmail.com. All right, there you go.
We're going to have a talk about that.
Sponsor, Attitude Broadcasting, is...
We accept applications.
Yeah, that's for you, Deer Park, because...
don't be mad at Deer Park.
I'm not mad at
saving deers. but going back to my story, we're actually watching The Hunted, the premiere, and I text my mother, you watching? Yes, I'm watching. And then something will happen. Those people are stupid. My mother texts me back. Those people are stupid. Why would you bring out a wig or ATM? Which is silly. I'm trying to find the actual text. But I showed my wife and she's like, really? And then my mom said, I could have beat that. Me and your dad could outrun everybody.
It's very funny. By the way, CBS is also accepting applications for the next season of Hunted for Fugitives. So if you're interested, again, CBS.com.
I'm good. I don't want to be a fugitive.
It's actually amazing how many people have told me that they get away, and I just
why?
Because people like to believe that they understand the system and can get around it.
And speaking of applications, if you would like to call the Breakdown Sports Show every Thursday at 3 p.m., please feel free. We're always taking phone calls.
Can we just make this a segment now? Application segment? Like, seriously? Yeah.
So, we were texting. My mom's like, they act like they're in a hurry. I was like, Mom, they're on a run. They're supposed to be in a hurry.
Your mom was so cute.
No, she is. She is.
I loved her text that night.
And then they're like, they don't seem prepared at all. You see, this should be a segment each week.
They're not Mom's supposed to be. There are rules. They're not supposed to have a bag packed already.
What? Let me finish. And then my mom's like, they're amateurs, LOL. I was like,
what is she, an expert?
I don't. I think we should have a segment on texts between the mister and his mom.
I think mothers all together should do a segment. Funny texts for mothers of the week.
Oh, I got a few.
Can they go somewhere to stay and not take money out of the bank? That's what I would do. Old people like me don't know that number two pencil trick.
But with the calendar?
Yeah.
So if you've seen the episode with the calendar.
And then the follow-up, what I said about her, you play too much Farmville, they would catch you.
this was actually during the
I would
the
delete all
Sunday
my
night.
Stuff and never play again if I won. I know I would lose. But I wouldn't make the mistake that a couple of them has made. I sure wouldn't use the ATM at the bus station.
Oh, that was did. The train station. Yeah, the bus station.
By the way, let me point that out. If you're ever 6'8" and you're trying to escape people, wearing a wig and using the wig that you put on, don't stand in front of ATM and take money out when you got the wig that you're trying to disguise yourself with. Because that's the camera right there. They'll see that you're wearing a wig.
Yeah, they can get control of that camera footage.
Well, that couple, they seem so sweet. And I just, if only their mom and dad had picked up on the first call.
Who never answered.
Yeah, so.
Who they talk to once a week, I think.
At least once a day or more, yeah. So, but that was good. So that was okay. I can see that was a funny family moment this week.
All right. Let's wrap this segment up with family advice. What you got for us, mister?
Well, this week we're going to do a different one because this is the start of year. Let's talk about how to plan a vacation for you and your spouse.
Okay.
Because, it's a new year. Plan together. Always plan together.
Wait, hold on. So this is your advice for planning a vacation?
No, this is a story. Seriously, you think I wrote this?
Can you first share
some
how we
advice?
Plan a vacation?
Well, I figure we go through this first. Let's go through this first and then
all right,
it,
so
okay?
Finish okay. Those.
So first, I want it's a story on our Facebook page, the Mr. and Mrs. on Facebook. So you plan together. You choose a destination. Decide what to do. Plan your travel, pick your lodging, schedule your activities, and then you write it all down. And that's it. So I agree with that. I disagree, actually. Here's what I do. I let her do step one, which is plan. I let her do number two, which is choose a destination. Well, she asked me. I tell her which one I like. Decide what to do. I let her do that. Plan your travel. That's her. Pick your lodging. That's her. Schedule your activities. That's her. And write it all down. That is her. So the part that I'm involved in is the first one.
Destination and then get in the car. Yeah, those are his big roles.
No, that and make sure I bring my packing, my stuff I need to bring.
Well, okay.
Which we'll talk about on next
week. Yes.
Right. Okay. Hey, I like that. I think that kind of sums everything up, really.
Although, so what I'm most interested in is the fact that this, what article is this that you're reading from?
It's It's an article that I post on our Facebook page, Ben.
From where?
So, Family Share.
Family what?
FamilyShare.com. It's a FamilyShare.com site.
I've never heard of this site.
Of course you haven't. It's you Google stuff, baby. This
our family shares a lot, and I've never heard of FamilyShare.com.
I shared an article. I'm sharing an article from somebody that they wrote.
No, about I get it. I get it. I was just wondering what authoritative source we were using here. Baby, so it's FamilyShare.com.
It's FamilyShare.com.
Okay.
Google it. See if you can Google a better story. Hey, if you're listening or watching, then go out there and see if you can find a better place. Hold on. Find a better story for it and post it on our Facebook page. My wife will love to read it.
What? I don't use Facebook.
Is that your slogan? Like, Google it? Like, seriously. Like, you tell me that all the time.
That's what she tells me. That's not true.
That is what I say to her.
I helped you today with baseball. You wanted to talk about that for
a minute? No, I don't. All right, there you go. I ain't talking about that one with you. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up here. That was the first segment. Everyone on Facebook, please stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. Everyone else, you can catch us on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com, the Mr. and Mrs. Show on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll be back.
You can catch us everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wrong show.
Wait, what?
Like a cold?
I don't. We'll be back.